Happy Sabbath, everybody. How are you guys doing today? Good? It's good. Today I have an important story to tell you about Jesus. And this story gives us a really good lesson that we can learn from it. But first, who can tell me what being tempted means?
To do something that is wrong.
Kinda. But
that someone makes someone do something wrong.
You guys got the right idea. But being tempted doesn't mean that we always go through with the sin. The devil can tempt us, and sometimes we can resist it, but that's with the help of God. Like, can you guys think of times that you've been tempted before? Like, say your parents tell you to do something, and you really don't want to do it. You want to do what's wrong. That's temptation. But Jesus gives us a story in the Bible. He gives us an example of what to do when we are tempted and how to not succumb to the temptation and to overcome that. Because he was actually tempted by Satan. And in this story, he hadn't eaten for 40 days. Isn't that crazy? I can't even imagine not eating for one day. But Jesus hadn't eaten for 40 days. Now, do you think he was pretty hungry after this? Yeah, he was hungry. He was probably weak. But the devil came after him in this hungry, weak state. And he asked Jesus, the devil asked Jesus, why don't you just turn these stones that were probably on the ground into loaves of bread? I mean, you're so hungry, and if you're really God, then couldn't you do it? And who thinks that God could have turned the stones into loaves of bread? Yeah, he could have. He could have turned the stones into loaves of bread if that was the will of God, but it wasn't. And he knew that it would be sinning against God. But he was tempted to do it because he was really hungry. But instead of giving in to what the devil was saying, like we do all the time, instead of sinning, he instead spoke the word of God. He spoke scriptures that he had read and studied and learned. And to that temptation, he said, "It is written, people should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So after Jesus said that, the devil couldn't tempt him to turn the stones into bread anymore. He had to give up on that one. But the devil was relentless, and he came to Jesus when Jesus was on a high place, and he told Jesus to jump off the high place, the high part of a temple, right? He told Jesus, if you're really God, couldn't you just jump off and save yourself? Couldn't angels come and get you? And angels could have gotten him if Jesus told them to, but Jesus knew it would be sin, and he did the same thing that he said the same thing to the devil that he said last time. He told the devil what the word of God said, and to that he said, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." He had read these scriptures when he was younger, when he was in his adult life too, from the Old Testament. He had learned them and memorized them and told them to the devil to make sure he didn't sin and to get away from that temptation. But the devil tried one last time to tempt Jesus, and this time it was an even bigger temptation, and it was even harder. And the devil took him to a high mountain, and he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. He showed Jesus all the glory of the world, all the things that the world had to offer. And he said to Jesus that if you bow down to me, you can have all of this, all the kingdoms of the world. And that was a temptation to Jesus. But Jesus did not give in. Jesus did not sin. And instead, what did he do? Yeah, he spoke another part of the Bible, and he said, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Well, what does this story teach us? When we're tempted, what are we supposed to do? Well, say no, but sometimes it's really hard to just say no like that. And sometimes we have to think about the things that God has said to us and that God has taught us in his Bible. One thing that I like to say sometimes when I'm being tempted is one verse, is Romans 12, verse 21. And it says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, that's one verse that I think when I'm being tempted to sin, any little sin or a big sin, it helps me. But first, you have to learn Bible verses. You have to read the Bible and study it. And not only will reading the Bible and memorizing the Bible verses help you when you're being tempted and help you to not sin, but it will help you grow in your relationship with God. So, does anybody have a verse, a Bible verse that they've memorized? And it's okay if you don't have one yet, but you have one? Amen. That's great. And now you can use that if you are being, you can think of that when you're being tempted to disobey your parents, right? And if they tell you to do something and you don't really want to do it, think about that and think about how God told us that we have to obey our parents even when we don't really want to. And even when it seems hard and even when it's uncomfortable to do that, we still need to remember those verses and all the things that God has told us that we have to do. So, can I get somebody to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us be here today to learn something new about you. Help us to, every time we get tempted, remember your words, that how you were able to say no in all those moments. Well, you were super hungry and you were getting tempted by Satan. And please don't let us get tempted. In Jesus' name, amen.